WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A Prayer for the Dying is a new movie about political and spiritual turmoil in Northern Ireland and England. It opens this weekend in theaters across the country. The film's based on a 1973 novel of the same name by Jack Higgins, and it stars a trio of well-known actors. Our film critic Stephen Schiff has a review.
Of all the various pleasures to be had at the movies, none quite duplicates the weird thrill of watching an unintentional comedy. A Prayer for the Dying is one of those wonderful films during which everyone on screen is desperately trying to be profound, and the audience is desperately trying to keep from exploding into guffaws. Mickey Rourke plays a former IRA revolutionary who's sick of killing and wants to escape to America. Alan Bates plays a London gangster who can get him a passport on one condition, that Rourke rub out a rival gang leader. Reluctantly, Rourke complies, but there's a witness to his deed. Pious Father DaCosta happens to see the murder. Fortunately, Rourke is a good Catholic. He doesn't want to kill a priest. So he creeps into the confessional and confesses his crime to kindly Father DaCosta, who now can't tell anybody about it because that would violate the sanctity of the confessional. Naturally, Alan Bates won't stand for this. He wants Rourke to rub out the priest, too. And the rest of the movie has the three of them, Rourke, Bates, and, of all people, Bob Hoskins as the priest, threatening one another and making mean faces. Now, that's a plot full of holes, but that's not what's funny. What's funny is the preposterous artiness of it all. For instance, Rourke starts hanging out at the priest's church, where he does a lot of moist soul-searching. We soon discover that he's terrific on the old church organ, and the purity of his playing is what attracts the priest's virginal blind daughter to him. She can't see the IRA killer, she can only hear the noble soul yearning to repent. Any movie in which a killer falls in love with a priest's virginal blind daughter is bound to get a laugh or two from me, but this movie doesn't stop there. For one thing, it has a score by Bill Gonna Fly Now Conti, who could probably find bombastic triumph and wrenching tragedy in the daily workings of an ant farm. For another thing, the director, Mike Hodges, is hooked on heavy-duty symbolism. Whenever Rourke's tortured conscience is throbbing, Hodges makes sure there are lots of crucifixes in the frame. And I don't think it's giving away too much to tell you that one of the movie's heroes sacrifices himself for everybody else and literally dies on the cross. Then there's the scene in which Hoskins goes to confront Bates while Bates is sitting in a pub. The pub sells John Courage ale, so when Hoskins gets brave enough to enter, the screen is emblazoned with the word courage. And that's not all. First, we get the confrontation.
My church has been desecrated.
That's dreadful.
You put them up to it.
Nothing to do with me. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're lying.
Lance. Take him away.
Well, now Hoskins is mad, and apparently he's had some fighting experience, so he batters Bates's henchmen with garbage can lids. Sounds like this. Can you tell how mad Hoskins is? Well, it's all right if you can't, because in that scene the director has blotted out the C, the O, and the U in the John Courage sign, so that in big red letters right above Hoskins' head, it says, well, you guessed it. By the way, Mickey Rourke and director Mike Hodges have disowned this film because the distributor, Samuel Goldwyn, has cut out a lot of Rourke's profound speeches about Catholicism and the IRA. Me, I can only thank Goldwyn and company. They've taken what would doubtless have been an unwatchable bore and turned it into something else, a minor camp classic.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for Vanity Fair.